It is Friday, people, and welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. It is time for Mock Draft 4.0. Let's get right to it.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab, everybody. It is the Friday edition of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Steel and Flip. And on today's episode, we're getting right back to basics here, people. It is Mock Draft 4.0. There is not much time left to get in this analysis for the drafts, mock drafts, and otherwise. So we are here to hammer this angle again for you today. Steel and I are always excited to be here together. Our mock drafts have been doing well across the channel, Steel. So I hope they've been helping out our fantasy cats across all of those channels. But yeah, man, this is also helping us. That's what I like the most about these mock drafts is we're about to do this today. Where are we drafting from, Steel? Let the people know.
So I'm drafting from, this is an 8-team league. We're keeping it a little shorter on today's mock draft, but I am drafting 2nd overall. Flip is drafting 7th overall. I'm already up right now, of course. Connor McDavid goes 1st overall. So we've talked about this. I have to go Leon Draisaitl. The dual position eligibility just makes him that 2nd overall pick, in my opinion.
Triple digit point season coming from Draisaitl. Oh. Like we've seen and we've talked about some people actually taking Draisaitl ahead of McDavid. We both can agree that's too bold. But the season that's upcoming for these Edmonton Oilers, it's going to be huge, Steel. So I think you can't go wrong with either of those players, but Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, you have to go with McDavid first. So I think you did just fine there.
Yeah, 2 Edmonton Oilers going 1st and 2nd. That's probably going to be the obvious in most drafts and, you know, the most selected in those fantasy drafts. Flip, we're getting down to your pick. Who are you looking at right now?
Well, I'm looking at a couple of guys, but I'm also looking at betonline.net. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline, and it has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Look, you're doing second position. I'm doing second last. Eight-person draft, I should say, Steel. A couple of interesting picks here. Kirill Kaprizov, we know he took a shot off the ankle the other day. He's nursing that, I believe, foot or ankle. I'm not worried about it. I got to go with Kirill. He is in for a huge season.
Yeah, and he's projected pretty much to have, yeah, the same season or maybe just a couple of points less than what he had. What did he have, 105 last season, I believe it was, 106?
I believe so. Right. You know me with the numbers, pal.
Yeah,
right,
I can't do the math. It looks like 108.
108. Yeah. So I'm back up on the clock, Steel, and we have a pretty even weight here in this league. And we'll break down the categories for our listeners in a sec of goaltenders to forwards. So I don't feel off the board taking Igor Shesterkin here with my 2nd selection in the really? 2nd round. I know we've talked about this strategy, and I know that it can go either way with waiting for goalies. This is a very evenly weighted categorical league. That's why I'm okay with going with Shesterkin. Also, what we've seen in the preseason, I know it's just preseason. The Rangers look so good. The Rangers are going to be great this year. So kudos to you for picking them as your President's Trophy winners, because I know that's a little early for Shesterkin. He's going to beast again this year.
Yeah, also placed a small little bet as the Rangers to win the Stanley Cup this season as well. So hopefully they do well. I have a lot riding on them, but we're getting back to my 2nd pick in this fantasy draft. Vasilevskiy just taken 14th. So, my pick is up right now. I'm not really sure. I've got my centerman, dual eligibility, Matthew Tkachuk. I'm looking down. This is the guy I wanted to talk about, Brady Tkachuk. I really think he deserves to go in the 2nd round. I'm going to draft him, my 1st left winger. I think he's so value in fantasy leagues. Because like we talked about, all of the additions Ottawa has made this offseason and the talent he's surrounded by now.
Thank you.
And the fact that he, you know, the additions of the hits, the blocks, the shots on goal, the penalty minutes, if you're in a banger league, he's going to put up a ton of points. I think he had a career high 67 last year. So I think he gets upwards of 80. He's that talented.
It could have. Oh, for sure. Most definitely. The situation in Ottawa is just so beneficial too. I think you're up against you.
I am up. I am on the clock. You know what? Got to go Barkov if he's on the, you know, I haven't even drafted a defenseman yet. This league is going quick. These small leagues are going quick.
These are the takeaways for the shorter leagues. That's why we're doing different angles for these mock drafts. Only an 8-person league. You're going to be under the gun on the regular. 2 centers, 2 left wing, 2 right wing, 2D or 4D, sorry, and 2 goalie, as well as 4 bench positions. Steele and I will not be going through all of the bench positions, I don't think, on today's episode. We're going to keep this short and sweet because this draft is fast and furious, people, and you have to be paying attention. There are some interesting names on the board here. Ovechkin, Crosby, Goudreau, Miller, Panarin, Kreider. Kreider is way too high. He's above Zibanejad. He's above Sebastian Aho. This is a red flag, people. Be careful of how early you take Chris Kreider. I just do not think 50 goals, even 40 goals, is a realistic expectation for him. So we've been around that bush, eh, Steele? But here, I'm up on the clock. The fact that Sidney Crosby is still available right now, this is round 3, pick 7. I am going with Sid. I think if he stays healthy, it's another big year for the Sid the Kid. Sid, not so much the kid, if you get me.
Well, I've seen Crosby go slide down actually in a few fantasy leagues, as well as a couple of mock drafts that we've done. He slid down a few rounds, and he's one of those players now, for some reason, that you're able to wait till like the fourth, fifth round to really pick him up in your fantasy leagues. Flip, you're getting back up here next. Who are you eyeing at?
I have to go with the D-man, Steele, and I know I did this in our first mock draft, but I'm absolutely loving everything that Moritz Seider brings to the table. And I know it's maybe putting too much eggs in one basket for a second-year player, but 60 points is realistic for this guy. You know, 65, maybe I'm getting away with myself, but I'm going Moritz Seider. I need a D-man.
Yeah, and just looking at his projections right now, 7 goals, same as last year, 51 assists. I think we can see that out of Moritz Seider, especially, again, with some of the additions Detroit made this offseason offensively that can help him maneuver up into the offensive zone as well. 200 shots, 162 hits. Yeah, he's going to be that type of player. I think the fact that you got him in the fourth is the right pick for Moritz Seider.
Thank you very much. And hey, this is a small sample size, but if you read enough into and do enough YouTube dives, you can see this kid's for real. Steele, you're on the clock. Let's hear it. And you're going to fire off 2 more picks, and then I'm going to take us to break.
Yeah, you know what? I butchered it because I wasn't paying attention with my 3rd-round pick. Uh-oh. But I gotta go with the goalie here. And this is a guy that I've talked about a lot, UC Saros. He's going to be my first goalie selected here. Projected 35 wins. I really think Nashville Predators are a dark horse come playoff time. I think I did sprinkle some money on them in a parlay I made for championship teams across all 4 major sports leagues as well. So that's the dark horse I'm looking at. Back on the clock here. Have not picked a defenseman. This is a little late for me. I usually pick a defenseman in the first 3 rounds, but Quinn Hughes, Morgan Rielly, Hud's back here on the blue line that I can still select. And I think I got to go with my boy Morgan Rielly. I know it might be a little bit of a slow start for the Toronto Maple Leafs, you know, with all the injuries they're kind of dealing with right now, but I got to go with Morgan Rielly. He's going to be an absolute beast on the power play with Austin Matthews and Nylander.
Well, I got to tell you about betonline.net, your number one source for football betting this season. Find all of your latest player developments, matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every single game. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sport wagering information, live betting, and up-to-the-minute scores. It's the fastest and easiest way for you to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And did I miss my pick, Steele?
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. I'm coming up next right now.
I'm going to the right wing because I need to fill out my lineup, people. You don't want to go stack too heavy. You want to try and keep it balanced if you can. The right wing position, it has some interesting names here. Timo Meier, Mark Stone, Patrick Kane, Claude Giroux. Down the lineup, Kevin Fiala, Pavel Buchnevich. I think Timo Meier.
Your boy Batherson.
He's too, you know what? I'm going with Timo Meier. He's the highest on the board right now, but he is the epitome of a power forward in a tough situation in San Jose, but he's still going to put up points this year.
Dang it, man. That's who I was looking for next. I need a right winger on my fantasy team right now.
He also has dual eligibility, so yes, he can slide on the right wing or the left wing. I need another right winger. I'm almost back up on the clock. I'm going to go. I know I've talked a lot about Drake Batherson, and for good reason. He's going to have a huge season steal, and I'm going back to my boy Drake. I have to. I've talked too much about him, and he is going to be a beast this season. I really fully believe it, and I'm going to stick to my guns. You know I like doing that, so I'm going to do that with Drake Batherson here in this spot. Sixth round.
Yeah, and I think that's a good selection too. I think a lot of people quickly forget that he was injured for, what, half the season last year with that ridiculous hit Aaron Dell had on him.
Ankle, you know, I believe. It was
yeah, ankle, high ankle injury. Absolutely dirty from Aaron Dell, so that put him out of the lineup for the Ottawa Senators for quite a bit of time. So yeah, he is going to be a hot commodity that a lot of people look for in the right wing position. I am two picks away. I'm also looking at the right wing side, and I am actually eyeing Patrick Kane right now. What do you think about Patrick Kane in the Chicago Blackhawks situation?
Yeah, he's so steady that you almost, it's like one of those things with the name, but Patrick Kane is just still so good. I'm just almost, can you think that factors into his value this year? Maybe he moves somewhere. You almost feel like he will. That's not something you want to bank on. I don't know. I think you might be able to wait and get Patrick Kane a little later, but he is just such a consistent producer. I know that was two answers in one. I would say wait, Steele.
Look, and the other Kane just went as well. That's a guy that we probably should have been eyeing as well. Evander Kane taken in the, in the sixth round.
Good pick.
Look, this is another guy I'm eyeing right now, Patrick Laine. I think he's being slept on. He's playing with Johnny Gaudreau. Yeah, Gaudreau's not going to have the same output he did with the Calgary Flames, but Patrick Laine is still one of the best goal scorers in the league right now. He's got a wicked shot, wicked fast shot, might I add. So Patrick Laine, he's got that dual eligibility on the left wing, right wing side as well. So I'll take him to fill out my second
left. Back on the clock, Steele.
I need a right winger. I need a right winger. Patrick Kane just went 49th, so I guess I should have taken him instead. But I'm looking at Matt Duchene right now. I'm liking Matt Duchene. I like where Nashville's headed. I need a right winger, so I'm going to take Matt Duchene. I really like that top line for the Predators.
I agree. And look, I am one D-man in out of four here. So I have three more D slots to fill out. And I'm looking at a bunch of names here that I like that are still lower down the board. Evan Bouchard, Owen Power, Darnell Nurse, Bowen Byram, all the guys that I've talked about at length. I think all of those are solid options. So before the well gets too thin, because I need a second goalie, I am going to pick up a goaltender who I think has proven himself over the last couple of seasons. Also, especially last year, behind a defensive crew that isn't the best in Pittsburgh. Unless Tristan Jarry is taken off the board, I'm comfortable with having Tristan Jarry as my second goalie. Igor Shesterkin and Tristan Jarry in the cage. I'm feeling really good about what I'm doing in the goaltending crease.
That's a dominant duo. That's a dominant duo right there.
So that's Tristan Jarry there off the board. And then I'm going back to the defenseman, Steele. I want to load up on young defensemen this year. I talked about the two that I have double circled, Owen Power and Evan Bouchard. Talked about that at length. I really do think both those guys are great options. They're down the list here too, because we have Dahlin, Uyghur, Theodore, Petrangelo. That's how confident I am this year in Evan Bouchard having a big year. I'm going with him. I'm a little off the board. Maybe it's a bit too early, but we can talk about it.
I think that is a little bit too early. And I do want to mention as well, we talked about this in these smaller fantasy leagues where there's only eight teams, there's going to be a ton of talented skill players, both offensively and defensively, that are going to be available. So I think, yeah, we talked about Evan Bouchard and the, you know, the potential production he might put up. You know, he's going to get that opportunity on the top line, maybe some power play minutes as well.
I'm drinking the Oilers Kool-Aid, Steele. I think they're going to score a lot of goals. That's my issue.
Just a little too much, Flip.
I could get burned here, for sure.
I think, in a league like this where there's only eight teams, there's a ton of talented players and defensemen who have done it time and time again. Look, we've talked about Bouchard and the potential he has. Might be a little bit early.
And you know I always have that keeper dynasty angle, so that's more of that vibe. But here, you're on the clock. Let's hear it. Let's hear both your picks, because you're going to be back-to-back here.
Look, I need a defenseman. I'm in the same boat as you. I only have one defenseman, Morgan Rielly, right now. Look, I'm looking at Rasmus Dahlin, Shea Theodore, Alex Petrangelo, but honestly, I think I have to go with Rasmus Dahlin. I really do like the young studs that Buffalo has offensively this upcoming season, and I think Dahlin's going to get a ton of opportunity and really take that next step in his NHL career.
Appreciate that take. And I kind of feel it as well. Buffalo has a lot of things that I'm starting to like, young pieces. You know, I'm taking a deep look at Owen Power this year. You're almost back up on the clock. There's a lot of good young defensemen that I'm feeling, even though I need two more D-men in my roster. I'm going to be going back up to the forwards because I think I'm fine to wait a little bit here. And maybe that's a little FYI for all the draftees out there. Wait for some of these good young D-men later in the draft.
I absolutely can't believe that Jake Guentzel is still on the board here in round nine, but I can't pick him because I already have my left wingers filled out. So I got to go with
put him on the bench.
I'll put him on the bench, but I got to go Shea Theodore. I really like where this this kid for the Vegas Golden Knights is heading with his career as well.
Yeah, I need a centerman. I need a right wing. The nice thing about these, you know, we talked about the hecticness about these short team drafts, only eight teams in this one. It's nice to kind of be done with it. It's nice to be steady because sometimes if there's a 16-team league, you can almost forget what's going on. You can almost forget that you're on the clock. So to have this rapid fire succession of picks is nice. It's also very hectic. So we have four picks each left here, Steele. Why don't I fire off two? You can fire us a break and then we'll finish this bad boy off. Because these mock drafts are getting spicy.
They are getting spicy. And look, I actually just put two guys in my queue, both Jake Guentzel and Sergei Bobrovsky. Both guys were taken in the next two picks. I think that's maybe what we should talk about, actually, is what's going on with the Florida Panthers in the crease right after you make this next selection.
Yeah, Spencer Knight signing is very interesting. Lots to talk about.
And he was just taken, too.
Of course he was. I'm going to be taking a dual eligibility. William Nylander is going to, you know, we don't know what the Maple Leafs might do this year. We know they're going to score goals. Willie Nylander has left and right wing eligibility. I'm fine with slotting him in there. I still need two D-men, but like I said, lots of options here. So I'm comfortable waiting with the D-men, even though the center position is also very deep. I don't know. We have injuries to John Tavares as well. He's going to miss the first few weeks.
He's going to fall down a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to slide. So missing the first month, you know, I don't have a lot to say other than the Ottawa Senators are going to score goals. I'm going with Josh Norris is what I was trying to get at. Josh Norris, Drake
Batherson. Dude, pairing him up with Batherson, eh?
Thank you, sir. That top six is going to be deadly. You know, if it's not, Steele, you and I are going to look bad this year. That's for sure.
We are going to look back because we've really hyped up the Ottawa Senators. And, you know, like we said, Pierre Dorion has done an absolute phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. I am on the clock here. Please. I need a goaltender, though. Connor Hellebuck still on the list? What? How is Connor Hellebuck not drafted? I think getting Hellebuck in the 10th round is an absolute steal. Might be the steal of the draft. We don't know where Winnipeg's going to end up this season, but to fall to the 10th round in only a 8-team fantasy league is pretty good. I'll take
He's a good goaltender, Steele. He's a good goaltender. Yeah, and it's just unfortunate that what's happening in Winnipeg, you can't put a finger on, but the defense is not great in Winnipeg.
No, it's not great. We've talked at length about that. I'm on the clock right now. I'll make my next selection. I need a right winger, but I'll take the dual eligibility in Claude Giroux. We talked about that top six with the Ottawa Senators. You've got Batherson and Norris. I'll take Claude Giroux. He'll fill out my last right wing position real quick. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms, which also includes YouTube. So hammer that subscribe, hammer the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support. And thank you so much for all the likes, comments, and DMs over Twitter as well. We really like connecting with the listeners, our fans out there. And we really just appreciate you guys. So thank you so much. And Flip, we're getting back up to your next pick. And what are you missing so far on your roster right now?
I'm going to go finish off with two Ds, and I know we're going to keep this episode short and sweet, so I don't think we're going to do bench, but, you know, we can talk about that. I'm fine with finishing my last two picks here with two defensemen. I went bold off the top with my last pick, Evan Bouchard. I like doing the little pair job here with a couple of my Ottawa Senators. Thomas Chabot's coming home to Big Flip's team. There's going to be a lot of goals in Ottawa. I'm not going to discuss that anymore. And Steele, I'm going to balance out my, maybe bold pick with Evan Bouchard, balance out. I'm going to continue to go with young defensemen. And, you know, I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to draft it here. And let me know what you think. You can announce it for the listeners in one hot minute here.
All right, will do. I also need one last defenseman to fill out my roster. We're not going to make the bench players, but Once I make this last pick, we'll go over our teams, what we like, what we don't like. But this is a small league, so we're going to like a lot of things that we – a lot of players that we drafted for this fantasy mock draft we're doing right now.
And don't forget –
Pettersson fell down, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, this is – but this is one of those things, Steele, that when there's only eight teams, there's going to be some really good players left. And we're going to talk about people very quickly before we end the episode. We've seen the interest in a joint league with Steele and I, a fantasy league with the fans. That information is going to be coming up, so stay tuned for that as well. I'm on the board with my last pick of what we're covering today, our starting lineup. Owen Power, Steele, I'm doing it. I know like a couple of my defense picks here are a little bit bold. I love my deep Sider, Bouchard, Shabbat, Power. I know maybe I'm looking at this with maybe too much of like a dynasty keeper angle because maybe there's some more bona fide options, a little more veteran style, but I'm loving what I have here.
Yeah, teams are rounding up pretty good. The defenseman that I was just looking at just got snagged up, Jacob Trouba. I'm eyeing Seth Jones right now. I know there's not a ton to love about the Chicago Blackhawks, but he's still a great defenseman. He's going to put up a ton of points. Doesn't help in the plus minus category if that is a category in your fantasy leagues, but that is my last pick. Flip, let's list off our teams right now. But before we do that, actually, we were about to discuss the Florida Panthers situation in the crease. You know, Sergei Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight. Spencer Knight just signed that contract. I think it was, 3 years, just over $4 million for Spencer Knight with the
Florida Panthers. Yeah, the terms of the deal were not fully confirmed. But, yeah, those are the rumors out there. It is a three-year deal. The financials haven't been confirmed by the team just yet.
Yeah, so he signs. And I know that a lot of people – and we've talked about this at length, that it just seems like the organization is trying to push Bobrovsky out, which I don't know why after the regular season he just came off of. Absolute incredible season he just had with the Panthers. I'm not quite sold on Spencer Knight right yet, just yet. I think he's a talented goalie, but with the way Bobrovsky's still playing and the way that, the stats he put up last season, the amount of money you're paying him right now, I don't think you can really afford to put Spencer Knight in right now. I think Bobrovsky deserves the crease.
I think just the fact that you brought up the amount of money he's being paid is really, to me, where kind of the conversation begins and ends. But, hey, Knight also, you know, Spencer Knight in his preseason debut, 4-0 shutout. I know it was only 19 saves and, you know, half a game. But maybe this is just an indication of how much the Florida Panthers are actually believing in Spencer Knight. The investment in the cash in Bobrovsky and what he was still able to do. I know at times he looks shaky. He's getting up there in age. That is, you know, those are factors that you have to consider. But Spencer Knight is definitely right there on the cusp, Steele. And this is an interesting thing because I think you and I can both agree with this. And maybe we'll leave this conversation at this with the Florida Panthers. This might be a tricky season for the Florida Panthers after losing the players that they did. And I understand they brought in Tkachuk and otherwise, but I don't know. I can't help but feel that this might be a tough spot for the Florida Panthers. And we know how good that Atlantic division got this offseason as well.
Yeah, and we've talked about that too. I don't think they're going to be at the top of the Atlantic. They're but probably third in my opinion. And for Sergei Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight, fantasy-wise, I would be leaning towards Sergei Bobrovsky. And I've seen many, many times both those goalies getting picked in the same round or one right after the other. And I think people just need to be very, very concerned of that situation because you might draft Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight takes over. You might draft Knight really high and Bobrovsky plays majority of the season. So be wary with that situation. Yes, but those are two absolutely great goaltenders for the Florida Panthers. Real quick before we wrap things up, let's let everyone know our final team that we drafted in this 8-team fantasy league. First of all, my two centermen, Leon Draisaitl and Barkov. My left wingers, Brady Tkachuk and Patrick Laine. Right wingers, Matt Duchene and Claude Giroux. Defensemen, I think I'm a little bit lacking here. Shea Theodore, Morgan Riley, Rasmus Dahlin and Seth Jones. And then my goaltenders, UC Saros and Connor Hellebuck, which I think is an absolute steal, Connor Hellebuck in the 10th round.
Yeah, my D-men might be a little bit sketchy, but I'm loving my team. Sidney Crosby, Josh Norris at the center position. Kaprizov and Meyer left wing. Dual eligibility with Meyer. Batherson and Nylander on the right wing. And I have Sider, Bouchard, Shabbat, and Power. And then Shesterkin and Jari. Feeling it, Steele. I'm feeling this team. But hey, eight teams in this league, you're going to have a stacked roster. That's for sure. I'm not used to this kind of option, so this has been a fun one. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it. We are getting very, very close to puck drop, people, so let's get it.
super close. The bets have been dropping from both Flip and I. So stay tuned for the regular season with our locks of the night, our bets of the night as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. If you've been tuning in, sprinkling some money on some of those teams for the Stanley Cup odds, division winners as well. Let us know on the DMs. Let us know what your bets are as well. We always like connecting with our listeners out there. So thanks again for tuning in. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Peace.